الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Continuing with the منظومة في سير إلى الله والدار الآخرة. Beautiful lines of poetry from Sheikh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah regarding the path to Allah and to the abode of the hereafter. And we are continuing. Sheikh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he mentions regarding the ones who are happy, the people of Tawheed and Sunnah upon this blessed path, يَتَقَرَّبُونَ إِلَى الْمَلِيكِ بِفِعْلِهِمْ طاعته والترك للعصيان. سبحان الله. بفعلهم طاعاته. نعم. So they go closer to Allah. They go closer to Allah, who is al-Malik. He has mentioned إلى المليك. يعني إلى الملك. بفعلهم إيش؟ طاعاته. بفعلهم الطاعة. Due to the actions of obedience. وترك للعصيان. And they leave off disobedience or transgression. So the fact that they are the people of Tawheed and Sunnah is that they are also people who loved obedience to Allah. And Allah mentions that many times in the Quran. قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَلَا تَوَلُوا عَنْهُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْمَعُونَ. Allah says, obey Allah and obey the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, and do not turn away from him while you hear. While you hear. When you hear a hadith that comes to you, take it. This is what the Messenger has given you, then take it. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever the Messenger gives you, take it. And whatever he forbids you from, then keep away from it. Because the obedience to the Messenger of Allah is obedience to Allah. And if you truly love Allah, then you will follow the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحِبُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Say, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. Then follow the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah will love you thereafter and forgive you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then indeed he has attained a great success. And in the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, كُلُّ النَّاسِ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى. قَالَ وَمَنْ يَأْبَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى. All of the children of Adam will enter paradise except those who refuse. He said to him, who will refuse, O Messenger of Allah? He said, those who obey me will enter paradise, and those who have disobeyed me will have refused to enter paradise. So the case of obedience to Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, this is from the da'ab. Da'abuhum al-ta'a. Their da'ab, their way, their manner is that they are obedient to Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. Not only that, but they do something extra, something more, something further, and that is called ittiba'. This is the da'ab, this is the sifa of Ahl al-Sunnah, of Ahl al-Athar, of the Salafiyun. They don't just do ta'a, but they do ittiba'. And Allah mentioned that in the Quran, وَاتَّبِعُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ وَاتَّبِعُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Obey him that you may gain guidance, obey him that you may gain mercy. So this, in this case, he said, follow him. اتَّبِعُوهُ, that you may gain guidance. Follow him, that you may gain mercy. You want mercy? It's with Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam's yani sunnah. You will find it if you follow his sunnah. You will find the mercy there, yani of Allah, because that will lead you to mercy of Allah. If you follow the guidance of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will lead you to the guidance of Allah. If you follow his sunnah, it will lead you to the guidance of Allah. And Allah mentioned that in the Quran also, in the other verse, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صَرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And you, O Muhammad, guide to the straight path. So which type of guidance it is? It is the guidance of البيان والإرشاد. الشيخ صالح فوزان said it is the بيان والإرشاد. That is the guidance that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is calling you to. The guidance of clarifying to you the way. As for the guidance that Allah puts in your heart, then that is the هداية التوفيق. The second type of guidance, which is التوفيق. And Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen رحمه الله asked, when we say in the Quran, in Surah Al-Fatiha, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, show us the guide us to the straight path, which of the two types of guidance are we asking for? Does anybody know the answer? Which of the guidance are we asking for? اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. We read this 17 times a day at least. Which of the guidance are we asking for? A tawfiq of enlightenment, that Allah puts that in our heart? Or is it the second type of guidance, which is hidayatul bayani wal irshad? We're hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us, maybe to somebody, alim, who will teach us the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give us that clarification, because Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, even the ulama, not just the anbiya wal mursaleen, but even the scholars, they also call the people to that guidance, the guidance of clarifying the way and showing the people the right path. Okay, that's open not only for the Anbiya and the Mursaleen, also those who are Warthatul Anbiya, those who are inheritors of the Prophets. إِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِنَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا وَلَكِنْ وَرَّثُوا الْعِلْمِ فَمَنْ أَخَذَ أَخَذَ بِحَظٍ وَافِرٍ. The Prophets don't leave behind dinars nor dirhams, they leave behind knowledge. Whoever gains it gains a great treasure, something really valuable. So this is, they are also calling you to the inheritance of the Prophet, the ulama. So does anyone know which of the two? Which of the two are you asking for? This Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah is asking this question in his explanation of Surah Al-Fatiha. Some mentioned tawfiq. The answer he gave is that you're asking for both. Don't you want to be led to alim to teach you the sunnah? Don't you want to be led to understanding the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also? So therefore, it is both. We are asking for the two types of guidance, hidayat al-tawfiq and hidayat al-bayan wal-irshad. This is what he mentioned in his explanation of Surah Al-Fatiha. So therefore, we ask Allah, of course, we ask Allah for tawfiq. It can only come from Allah. He puts it in your heart. من يريد الله أن يهديه يشرح صدر الإسلام. يهديه. See, he said, يهديه. Whoever Allah wants to guide, wills to guide, he opens his heart to Islam. So guidance of tawfiq this is. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. We're asking Allah to put that in our heart. We're asking Allah to open our heart into that which is khair, to that which is good, to guidance. We want our heart to be cleaned from sins and disobedience. We want our heart to be free from rancor and jealousy and ill feeling and looking down at others. We want our heart to be humbled. Wallah. Because من تواضع لله رفعه الله. Whoever humbles himself to Allah, Allah raises him. Some people, they want to show how much they did and how much they studied and how much they have done in terms of their actions. Allah will raise whom He wills. He is the one who raises and debases. يُعِزُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُذِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah is the one who raises and debases. But some people, they think by them mentioning how much they have studied and what they have done, يعني not even being asked, but they like to boast. Those who like to boast like that, this is not from sincerity. If somebody asks you, there's something else, there's something different. But to boast and say, I have, وعندي وفعلت وعملت كذا, من أنت? All what you have done is what Allah has guided you to. So everything good goes back to Allah. He's the one who aided you to be upon iman and taqwa, to be upon al-amal al-salih. يمنون عليك أن أسلموا قل لا تمنوا عليك علي إسلامكم. Surah Al-Hujurat. They say and they boast that they have become Muslim. Allah says, don't boast. Don't go around saying that, you know, you have aslamu, that you have become Muslim. It is Allah who guides you. It is Allah who guides you. Allah who shows you the path. The hidayat al-tawfiq. Allah opens your heart to do good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens your heart. Allah is one who helps you, aids you to reach the month of Ramadan, to reap the benefits of Ramadan. To read the Quran while you're in this blessed month. Allah is the one who opens the doors of paradise in this month for us. Allah is the one who closes the doors of the hellfire for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who wills that the shaitan is chained, such that we can strive even more in this month. And you see that, alhamdulillah, the masajid are full in Ramadan. But after Ramadan, again, what happened? Where are we going? Where are we after Ramadan? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this energy that we have here to worship Allah in Ramadan, that we have as well thereafter, we continue, since this is the training ground that we gain patience and we gain, we read Quran and we try our best to do extra deeds, because the Prophet ﷺ is the most generous, but he was more generous in Ramadan. كان أجود الناس وأجود ما يكون في رمضان. So ta'a, obedience and ittiba', the sifa of Ahl al-Sunnah is they do ittiba'. This is their sifa. Whereas misguided groups, they question. Like Hizb al-Tahrir used to say, and Omar Bakri was their leader, I'm talking about now 20 years ago. They used to say that it's an obligation from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it only becomes an obligation if there is a punishment attached. If there is a punishment attached. If there's no punishment attached, it's not wajib. MashaAllah. And so they say growing the beard is not wajib, and trousers above the ankle is not wajib. Only if there's a punishment attached. So we say to them, but there is already a punishment attached. If you have a commandment of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and you go against it and you oppose it, when there is no other narrations to say otherwise, then there's already a punishment attached. Allah says, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. There's already a punishment attached. Let those beware who go against His command, such that a fitna will befall them or a grievous punishment. So already a punishment is attached for you opposing the commandment of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as for the beard, already we have narrations. قَصُوا شُوَرَ وَعْفُوا عَلْ لَحْيَا. Trim the mustache and grow the beard. We already have orders and commandments. خالف اليهود والنصارى. Be different from the Jews and the Christians. And the Prophet ﷺ himself turned away from the Persian man who had big mustache and no beard. He turned away from him. He said, who ordered you to do that? He said, my Lord ordered me to do this. Who ordered you? He said, my leader or his king. So here we have already a punishment attached for leaving the commandments of Rasulullah ﷺ. And already we have a punishment attached regarding the trousers or the garments. We should say lower garment. Doesn't necessarily have to be it could be any lower garment, because izar in the Arabic language means any lower garment, whether it is a thawb or whatever. So any lower garment. Prophet ﷺ already said, "Ma asfala ma bika'bayn fa fi an-nar." Whatever's below the ankles in the fire. And they tried to use the hadith of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, hadith in Bukhari, he was trying to raise his garment, lower garment. He was trying to raise it, but one of the sides, listen to the question, listen to what he said. One of my sides goes down. After I tried not to do it. After I tried to raise it. You are trying to justify two. The ones, from the misguided individuals of the Ikhwanis and so on. They try to justify two. Here, he said, one of my side goes down. And the Prophet said, you are not the one who does it out of pride. Because he tried not to do it. He tried. So did you try? هذا هو السؤال. Did you try? So don't use that narration in order to justify that. This is for the men, that they should raise their garments above the trousers. And it is simple. Alhamdulillah, it's easy. And what are we waiting for the people to praise us? What are we waiting for? People, the disbelievers, Allah already mentioned, وَلَنْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودَ وَلَا النَّصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. They will not be happy with you until you follow their way. So they will not be happy with you anyway until you become John and Mark and whatever it is. And you change your name, you change your deen, and you follow their way. Go with them to the pub, go with them to the disco, then they will be happy with you. But you sticking to your religion, even if they laugh, alhamdulillah, nothing to worry about. Because at the end of the day, we will all return to Allah. وَأَنَّ مَرَدَّنَا إِلَى اللَّهِ. And those who forget Allah, Allah will make them forget their own souls. وَيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا. So, remembering Allah and being upon the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, الطاعة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, obedience to him, wallahi, this is khair. Khair, kulluhu khair. Obedience to Allah and His Messenger. And Allah Azza wa Jal said in Surah An-Nur, before verse 55, he said, وَإِن تُطِيعُهُ تَهْتَدُوا. If you obey the Messenger وسلم, you will be guided. And that was an excellent lecture that was given by Shaykh Rabi' more than 10 years ago. وَإِن تُطِيعُهُ تَهْتَدُوا. Which, alhamdulillah, we attended. It was about 30, when Shaykh Rabi first came to Makkah, after being in Medina. This is now about, I'll give you the exact time, inshallah. 12 years ago, when he moved to Makkah, about 1420. Yani in the Gregorian calendar, the year 2000. And now he's going to give his first lecture in Jeddah. And the first lecture is in Masjid Amir Mut'ib, Shari' Ba Khashab, in the Hay, the area. That area is known as the Hay al-Jami'ah, the area, because of the university. And he's given his first lecture. And what a beautiful lecture that was. Yani, giving his first lecture after moving to Mecca and then giving his lecture. But before, he already lectured in Jeddah before. But for us, it was a great opportunity. And he gave that lecture. وَإِن تُطِيعُهُ تَهْتَدُوا. Alhamdulillah. Yani, all about that verse. Verse after verse after verse. From the Shaykh Hafidhullah's memory. About the obedience to Allah and His Rasul. And in the end, the turning point of the lecture was, and you will not be able to truly love Allah and His Rasul and follow Allah Azzawajal and His Rasul correctly unless you follow the way of Sahaba's understanding. That was the turning point of the lecture. And loving the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and following their understanding when they unite, the ijma', the consensus. And then he moved on to speaking about Fadl al-Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And that is so vivid in my memory, because it was a beautiful lecture. And then he said about those who criticize the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And he mentioned about Sayyid Qutb and those and what they've said about the Sahaba. The likes of the statement of Sayyid Qutb where he spoke about Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma and Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, that they use deception and lies and cheating in order to get their positions. Why do you think political activists will try to speak against these companions? Why? This is a major question we should ask ourselves. Why would they bother talking about these particular Sahaba? Why would they speak about Uthman radiallahu anhu? Why would Sayyid Qutb say about Uthman that the Khilafah is Abu Bakr and Umar and Ali? Who did he miss out? Uthman radiallahu anhu. And he said that which is between Umar and Ali is just a gap. A'udhu billah. Just a gap. Because the Khilafah of Uthman, it reached him while he's an old man. While he's an old man. He didn't have the spirit of Islam, he said. The spirit. Why would political activists, don't be deluded when you see Khawarij, Takfiris and these individuals and they're praising Sayyid Qutb. Why is it? Big question. And the answer is with the ulama, alhamdulillah. And with the likes of Shaykh Rabi Hafidhullah explained it beautifully. He said the reason being is because of politics. Their concern is not worship of Allah. Shaykh Rabi wrote a beautiful book called Manhaj al-Anbiya. What is the Manhaj al-Anbiya? What is it? First and last, what is it? Tawheed, ibadah to Allah alone. For the political activists, it is politics. It is politics. They want position. Dhul Khawaisra, what was his concern? What did he say to Rasulullah ﷺ, the head of the Khawarij? What did he say to Rasulullah ﷺ? I'dil ya Muhammad. A'udhu billah. Look how bad-mannered. And Rasulullah ﷺ is the most just, the most pious. And you say to him, I'dil ya Muhammad. Qala Rasulullah ﷺ, وَمَنْ يَعْدِلْ إِذَا لَمْ أَعْدِلْ. Who's going to be just if I'm not just? Umar al-Khattab was ready to strike him. He said, لا دعه فإنه معه رجال يقرؤون القرآن ولا تفوت حناجرهم. They read, he said, leave them. For they recite the Quran, it doesn't go beyond their throats. What does that mean? Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi al-Madkhali Hafidhullah explained this hadith. He explained it beautifully when he said, it means that when they read the Quran, it's with their tongue, It doesn't go to their heart for understanding, for fahm. Because somebody may think, لا يجاوز حناجرهم, it doesn't go beyond their throats. You think it's going out that way. No, it's going down that way. It's going down, not going up. It doesn't go down to their heart. Because the reading is already on the tongue. So it's not coming out. It's coming out, but it's not going down to the heart, from the heart. It's not with the fahm. As-sahih. And this is why Ibn Abbas, when he argued with them, he said, وَلَيْسَ فِيكُمْ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. There's no one from the companions of the Messenger وسلم, amongst you. And we say to the Khawarij today, because each time a horn is cut, another one appears. So they will be there until Dajjal comes. And the last of them will be with the Dajjal fighting against the Muslims. We say to the Khawarij today, there's no one from the ulama amongst you. Allahu Akbar. No one from the ulama amongst you. And we say to them also, you don't have fahm as salaf. You can call yourself whatever you call yourself. Now they have new names. Huh? When they say that, oh mashallah, salafi, you're salafi, they say, oh, nahnu salafi, also we are salafi, wal qital. They add the fighting and killing at the end of it. That's what they did in Morocco and Algeria. We are the jama'at salafiyya wal qital. Sheikh Rabbi Hafidhullah said, qital, what qital? They said, fighting against the rulers. Subhanallah. Is this the manhaj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or are you tired of following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are you tired of following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said how to deal with them. من أراد ينصح ذي سلطان فلا يبديه علانية ولكن يأخذ بيده ويخلو به. If you want to advise the ruler, don't do it openly, but take him by the hand. And be alone with him. If he fulfills, he fulfills. And if he doesn't listen, فَقَدْ أَدَّيْتَ الَّذِي عَلَيْكَ. Then you have fulfilled that which is upon you. نصيحة. الدين نصيحة. الدين نصيحة. الدين نصيحة. قلنا لمن يا رسول الله؟ قال لله ولكتابه ولرسوله ولأئمة المسلمين وعامتهم. And this hadith also Sheikh Rabbi taught it and explained it. In masjid, the masjid which is in Mecca, just where you go for the zamzam. So you know when you go for the zamzam to fill up the zamzam? This masjid here is usually the masjid of Dawrat. There's a masjid right in there in the corner. I forgot the name. But it's right in the corner is where the Dawrat is. And I remember also we attended that lecture to listen to the Sheikh's explanation of this beautiful hadith. And alhamdulillah, that lecture was transcribed. And it's available in book little booklet. The hadith of Adinu Nasiha. And the Shaykh mentioned beautifully in there as well. Ad-Dinu Nasiha. Just like Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, just like Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said about the most important affairs, for example, Al-Hajj Arafah. Is only Hajj Arafah? No. There are other pillars. You have to have the intention. You have to do Tawaf al-Ifada and Tawaf and Sa'i. The four pillars, you have to do those. Otherwise, no Hajj. But why did he say Hajj or Arafah only? To show you, from the most important, is Arafah. Arafah is restricted to time. The others, you can. It's not restricted to time. With regards to your intention, you have to have that anyway. But with Tawaf al-Ifada, with the Sa'i afterwards, you can do it after. Join it up. Join your Tawaf with Al-Wada'. It's not restricted to time. Arafah is restricted to time. You miss it, you miss your Hajj. So from the most important is Arafah. Al-Hajj Arafah. And here likewise, Sheikh Rabbi explained, from the most important affairs in the deen is nasiha, is given advice. From the most important. When you remember this hadith, remember the other hadith, Al-Hajj Arafah, to show you the importance of nasiha, of advice. If somebody is Sunni, Salafi, upon the correct aqid and manhaj, Adinu Nasiha, you see, he made a mistake, advise him. If it's between him and Allah, that's between him and Allah, and you can advise him secretly, because that's between him and Allah. If it's open, if you can reach out to him to advise him, well and good. Otherwise, just write a nice little reply with good manners, that this is maybe a slip of the tongue or whatever, and with good manners, because he's your Salafi brother. نعم, this is how the ulama are between each other. Alhamdulillah, خير. الدين نصيحة, الدين نصيحة, الدين نصيحة. Three times to show you its importance. With Hajj Arafah, he only said it once. And we know how important Arafah is. And we know how important Hajj is. But with this one, he said it three times. Al-Hajj is الدين نصيحة, الدين نصيحة, الدين نصيحة. And from the nasiha as well, is to refute the innovations. This is nasiha for the ummah, helping the ummah that they don't fall into innovations. So ta'at Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ahlul Sunnah, they come closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they come closer to Allah, sorry, with the obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all affairs, in aqidah, in manhaj, in tahara, in salah, in siyam, in salah. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث البخاري المسلم صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي, pray as if you see me pray. In Hajj he said خذوا عني مناسككم, take from me the Hajj rites. What is the Hajj rites? What is the significance of Hajj? التوحيد. What is the significance of Salah? التوحيد, to worship Allah alone. How do we know it's توحيد? In Hajj, when the Prophet ﷺ reached ذو الحليفة in Medina, what did Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma, the one who narrated the long hadith in Sahih Muslim, what did he say about Rasulullah? First thing he said, فَأَهَلَّ بِالتَّوْحِيدِ, فَأَهَلَّ بِالتَّوْحِيدِ, فَأَهَلَّ بِالتَّوْحِيدِ. This is how he began his Hajj. لبيك اللهم لبيك, لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك, إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. So those who have the opportunity, do these acts of worship. Those who do Umrah in Ramadan, they have Hajj as well, the reward of Hajj. So these are great actions, acts of worship that Allah has left for us. So they get closer to Allah. يتقربون إلى الملك, إلى الله عز وجل, by how? By obedience to Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. فعل الفرائض والنوافل دأبهم مع رؤية التقصير والنقصان. So they do the obligatory duties and the nawafil, the obligatory duties, like what? Like salah, like siyam. These are obligations upon each and every one of us. They righteousness to the parents, keeping the oaths, keeping ties, they do that. And they do more than that, they do nawafil. In a hadith in Bukhari, in Sahih al-Bukhari, hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the hadith Qudsi, that Allah Azza wa Jal said, من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب. Whoever harms a friend of mine, then I'm at war with him. وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضت عليه ولا يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده التي يبطش بها ورجله التي يمشي بها وإذا سألني لأعطينه وإذا استعادني لأعيذنه. Here they come closer to what? There isn't anything more beloved to me, Allah says, then my servant comes close to me than fulfilling the obligatory duties, the wajibat. So it's wajib to be upon tawheed. It's wajib to call to tawheed. Start with that. Not akhlaq is good. It's good manners to have good manners. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. We don't start with that. You start with at-tawheed. You start with at-tawheed, to worship Allah alone. Now you have in some countries shirk, yani widespread. In Pakistan now, you have graves, not just in Pakistan, in India, in Morocco, in Oman, in Sudan, in many countries, you have graves that are worshipped besides Allah. Instead of the people going to directly to Allah, they go to the graves to call upon the dead. Now, the reason I mentioned Pakistan first is because there now, you have a grave, that the people say it is the, if you can't afford to do the Hajj, the big Hajj, this is the small Hajj, to go to the grave. Yani, you go to Tawaf, you can do the Dabh, you can do everything there. You don't need to, if you ain't got no money, if you have no money, just go there, khalas, it's easy. This is the way they're trying to portray to the people. You got money to pay, go for the big Hajj, go for the small Hajj. Subhanallah. Allah says, لِمَنْ إِسْتَطَعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلٍ. If you have the ability to do that. If you don't, it's not obligatory upon you. But now they make a grave of somebody they call righteous, and Allah knows best, and they worship. They said, this one can give you good and can keep away harm. can give you good and can keep you well. Subhanallah. Allah says in the Quran, وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِدُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُ. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills that you are befallen with a harm, no one can remove it except Him. Even Rasulullah s.a.w. cannot remove that harm from you. The Prophet himself said, قُلْ لَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ لَسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّنِي السُّءِ. He himself said, if I knew the unseen, I would have done more good, and harm would not have reached me or inflicted me. So even Rasulullah ﷺ does not know the unseen, and even him cannot remove the harm. Only Allah can remove the harm. And من يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء ويجعلكم خلفاء الأرض أي إله مع الله. So they do the fara'id, it's more beloved to Allah, and they come closer to me with the nawafil until Allah loves you. حتى أحبه. And when Allah loves you, it becomes your seeing which you see. You only look at good things. You only want to look at good things because you love Allah and Allah loves you now. And he becomes the hearing which you hear. You only want to hear the good things. You only want to hear Quran. If you hear music, you dislike it. You hate it to enter your heart. You hate it. You abhor it to enter your heart. Why? Because it will occupy you away from the Quran. Occupy you away from the remembrance of Allah. But somebody may say, like the Sufis, they say, like this one in Cambridge, says that they have gatherings and they have light music afterwards. Light music, light. I say to you, what is light? Yani they mean classical music. They say classical is allowed, they say. Light. SubhanAllah. That's what they... What did Allah say? Surat Nur, Surat Najm. أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ. You see, when the Quran was recited in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba used to recite Quran. Prophet would recite Quran. When the Mushrikun would pass by, they would laugh and joke and jest and play music. Allahu Akbar. They would laugh, joke, jest and play music. Why? Because they don't want to listen to Quran. They want the alternative. So they used it as a means to not listen to the Quran. And so they played. أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ. And Allah refuted them and He said, أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ. Are you amazed by this hadith, this our saying, the Quran? وَتَضْحَكُونَ. And you laugh and joke and jest. وَلَا تَبْكُونَ. And you don't cry. You don't cry. You don't realize the reality of the Quran. The reality of where you are, who you are. The reality that Allah is al-haq. Allah is the truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the malik. The malik. He's the king and he's the owner, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is al-jabbar, the compeller. Allah is the aziz, the almighty. Allah is the mutakabbir. The one is the all-proud. Na'am. So the arrogant one, remember the hadith in Bukhari? He walks, the arrogant one walks proudly upon the earth, he gets followed up. It's in Bukhari. So we say to the arrogant ones, one day, your time will come. Your time will come. Nobody gets away with it. You want to be arrogant, put your chest up, lift your nose up in the air and walk. And you'll see what will happen to you. Hadith in Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ told us about the man who was walking arrogant. Allah detests that because he is al-mutakabbir and his pride is in the most perfect sense. He is deserving of that. He said, pride is my cloak and whoever competes with me in my pride, I break. Allahu Akbar. Man naza'ani fi ايش? Fi kibriya qasamtuhu. I break him. Either you get swallowed up by the ground or something happens and you are broken in two or more. And we see that. The ones who thought they could fly around the world, what happened to them now? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us humble, to make us sincere, to make us of those who are obedient to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerely. Not for show, not to have beard and yani to look the part, and for the sisters yani to look the part only with the hijab and so on, and your heart needs cleaning. No! It's the whole package. ادخلوا في سلم كافة. يعني انت تجويد 6 حركات مد لازم كلمي. انت انت اسلام هو هاتدي. نعم some people say oh, make mistake. نعم we make mistakes. Who doesn't make mistake in reciting? But alhamdulillah we got our certification in tajweed before they were even in the da'wah. Alhamdulillah. But we don't boast about it. وادخل في سلم كافة. Enter into Islam wholeheartedly. ولا تتبع خطوات الشيطان. And don't follow the footsteps of shaytan. إنه لكم عدو مبين. He's a clear enemy to you. He didn't say don't follow shaytan. He said don't follow the footsteps of shaytan. Because footsteps will lead you to the hellfire. Shaitan doesn't come to you straight away just like that. Slowly, slowly. Footsteps, one at a time. Until your khalas, heart is blackened with sins, with disobedience. You can't recognize the truth anymore. When the truth comes to you, you don't cry. The mushrikun never cried unless they became Muslim. Those who became Muslim, entered into Islam. Yes, their eyes filled with tears. And Allah mentioned that in the Quran. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا وَلَتَجِدَنَّ أَقْرَبَهُمَ وَدَّةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَى ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ مِنْهُمْ قِصِّيصِينَ وَرُهْبَانَ وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. You will find those who are closest to you are those who say we are Christians. Those who amongst them, he didn't say all of them, said amongst them when they hear amongst them. ذلك بأن منهم قصيصين ورهبان وأنهم لا. There are those who are abstinent amongst them of this dunya. They're not concerned about this dunya. They're the ones who become Muslim. Subhanallah. Sincere, out of sincerity they become Muslim. They recognize the truth out of searching for the truth. Look at Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu. Search for the truth. He accepted it straight away. Naam. And also Abdullah ibn Salam. When the truth came, he said, just by looking at Rasulullah's face, he said, I knew the face is not of someone who lies. I knew just by looking at his face, subhanallah, that he is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam. Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu just heard parchments being read from the Quran. He became Muslim. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, my mother made, you know, he's supplicating for his, he said, supplicate for her, may Allah guide her, supplicate for her. That she becomes a Muslim. Prophet said, oh Allah, make her a Muslim. When Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu went home, he knocked at the door, he can hear the trickle of water in the background. That she's performing the wudu, or she's cleaning herself. Comes in, she says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. The dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam. Those ones who say they become Muslim, alhamdulillah, save themselves from the hellfire. Whose fuel is men and stone. Upon it are stern angels. عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمْرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. So the sincere one, naam. If he's Jewish or Christian, if they are sincere, يعني in searching for the truth, their eyes fill with tears. And Allah mentioned that. Huh? In the rest of the verse, وَتَجْدَنَّ أَقْرَبَهُمَا وَدَّتَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ النَّصَارَى ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ مِنْهُمْ قِسِيصِينَ وَرُهْبَانُ وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. And when they hear what has been revealed from Allah, their eyes fill with tears with what they recognize of truth. Subhanallah. تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ يقولون ربنا آمنا فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. They say, our Lord, we have believed, so write us down, make us of those who are the ones who bear witness to the truth. وما لنا ألا نؤمن بالله وما جاءنا من الحق ونطمع أن يدخلنا ربنا مع القوم الصالحين. And why should we not believe and be ardent in seeking the truth? Why should we not believe when this is the truth? This is the path of salvation. This is the path of Jannah. So when they worship Allah, they don't boast about it. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'd rahmallah says, they don't boast about it. They do it for Allah. And they're quiet. They're humble. Like the Salaf. If the Salaf were reading the Quran, huh, and somebody came in the room, they would hide it just so that people, no one will say that, oh, he's reading Quran, yani he's doing good deeds. He will hide his good deeds. Nowadays we hide our bad deeds, but we proclaim our good deeds. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So illa man rahim Allah. So we must hide our good deeds. Yani from the eyes of the people, not seeking the people. But rather, for the sake of Allah, I did it, khalas, I did it. We ask Allah, he accepts it. Maybe it wasn't done correctly. Maybe I had some riya there. A'udhu billah min dalik. So when you do something good, that's why Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, it may be that an act of disobedience may get the person closer to Allah than an act of obedience. Subhanallah, you may think, what is he saying? He said, because maybe the person who did the act of disobedience, straight after it, he remembered Allah, dhakar Allah. Tadhakkaru, Allah says tadhakkaru, they remember. If they did a fahisha, if they did something bad, tadhakkaru, they remember. They're, oh, astaghfirullah, ya Rabb, Allahumma aghfirli, Allahumma arhamni, Allahumma tub alayya, ya Rabb, innaka afuun kareem, Allahumma anta sayyidul istighfar, Allahumma anta rabbi la ila la anta khalaqtani, wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa ahdika ma istata't, a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana't, abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu'u bi dhanbi, faghfirli, fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. They are seeking forgiveness sincerely. Oh Allah, forgive me. And Allah loves that you turn to Him. Allah loves that you seek repentance. Allah loves a repentful one. But the one who is sincere when he repents. قل يا عباد الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Oh, the one who's wronged himself, don't despair for the mercy of Allah. Don't despair. Allah forgives all. Allahu Akbar. He forgives all sins. إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. He's of forgiving, most merciful. وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له. And turn to Allah in repentance continuously, because inaba is continuous repentance. It's not just a one-off. It's not just something you do, just on a one-off. Off color, he's off color today. No, he's done it regularly. He's regular. He's upon inaba. He's munib. Not arrogant. Like some of those, a'udhu billah, individuals. Arrogance is their trait. A'udhu billah. I did, and I failed, and I melted, and I did this, and I did that, and who, look at me, and this, and that. SubhanAllah. And everyone's misguided except me. MashaAllah. A'antum a'lam amillah. Is it you who knows, or is it Allah? Doesn't Allah know who is the pious one? Doesn't Allah know who is the pious ones? Allah knows. So being obedient to Allah and hiding that, with looking at yourself with taqseer. Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimullah, he would, upon what he was upon, subhanAllah, upon khair, upon goodness. And one example, he'll fast the whole day Thursday, call whoever's yani at the Masjid al-Haram, when he was at Masjid al-Haram, yani for the iftar. When he finished the iftar, yani with the dates, go, invite you to his house, and he would serve you. If there's 5-6 people, he'll be standing, going round to each person, putting food on their plate. Look at the kindness. Nowadays we say the tea bags are in the cupboard. Huh? Subhanallah. Look, the sheikh standing in his 90s, serving each one. And in the end, say, sheikh, eat. He says, no, I'm waiting to eat with my family. The whole day is fasting. Subhanallah. He's waiting for you to eat. Then he will give you fruit afterwards. Then he will give you tea as well. And then when you've gone after 1 hour, hour and a half of questions, and his sheikh's tired, then he's waiting to eat with his family. SubhanAllah. That's how kind he is with his family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us kind with our families. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ. The best of you are those who are best to their families, and I'm the best of my families. How are we? Salafiyya, da'wah to Salafiyya is not just aqeedah and manhaj, also akhlaq, also manners. Yes, aqeedah should teach you the good manners. The manhaj should teach you the good manners. Not bad manners. This one married how many times? 10 times. Where are you going, Yahi? They can't all be wrong. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's you got the problem. How you call people to Islam, ya akhi? You have to call yourself to the deen, ya akhi, with good manners. More than 10 times, this one divorced. SubhanAllah, you're afraid to have him in your house. Because you have daughters, you have sisters. Afraid to have him in your house, ya akhi. Where are you going? بس عقيدة and manhaj, and you forget the akhlaq. You have to be on عقيدة and manhaj and akhlaq. كونوا ربانيين. We are supposed to be ربانيين. Cultivators, educators, how can you be Rabbani if you yourself are not, your house is not in order? كُنُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرَسُونَ. We're upon tazkiyat and nafs, tazkiyat. We have to be upon that tazkiyah. The purification and cultivation, tazfiyah وَتَرْبِيَةَ. The Prophet ﷺ taught this manhaj, tazfiyah وَتَرْبِيَةَ. Tazfiyah, purifying the deen from shirk, bid'ah, khurafa. Tarbiyah, education, cultivation. What did we do for the tarbiyah? Alhamdulillah, we look to the ulama, the example. Alhamdulillah, we see beautiful examples from the Ahlul Ilm showing us how to deal, how to be, how to interact with others. And the proof of tasfiyah and tarbiyah in the Quran, كُنُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْلِمُونَ الْكِتَابَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ. To be cultivators. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the man said, ما شاء الله وشئت يا رسول الله, whatever Allah willed and you willed, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to him and said, أجعلتني لله ندا, have you made me a partner with Allah? قل ما شاء الله وحده, say whatever Allah willed on his own. So the first part is tasfiyah and the second part is tarbiyah. The first part is tasfiyah, أجعلتني لله ندا, purifying the deen from shirk and so on. And the tarbiyah, قل, he didn't just leave him to do what he wanted. He told him, he taught him, قل ما شاء الله وحده, say whatever Allah willed on his own. صبر النفوس على المكاره كلها شوقا إلى ما فيه من إحسان. So they made their souls patient upon إحسان, upon goodness, and also upon the difficult, the hardship of some of the acts of worship, like fasting may be difficult, but you're making your soul patient, to strive to complete the day. And Allah Azza wa Jal aided you and said to you, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. He aided you and said to you that this is the reason why you are fasting, to gain piety. Allah doesn't have a need for you to leave your food and drink if you don't keep away from شهادة الزور, قول الزور, والعمل به, from false witness. And Shaykh Salih Sahimi mentioned that false witness includes lying, includes backbiting, includes tail carrying. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah protect us, Ikhwan. May Allah protect and Akhawat. May Allah protect us and our tongues and our hearts. Ibn al-Qayyim, when he said, maybe an act of obedience may be a reason for the person to move further away. The fact that that person did that act of obedience because of his heart was what? Arrogant, full of pride. The person, yeah, I did this and I did that and so on. Keep away from these things. These are evils. Evils of the hearts. Do an act of goodness, alhamdulillah. May Allah accept it. Don't say it. I did hajj to be called hajji. No. Did hajj because you want to come back newly born. Newly born. رَجَعَكَ يَوْمٍ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. That's why you did hajj. Not so that people can say, MashaAllah, he's a hajji now. Or his name is Haji Fulan. صَبَرُ النُّفُوسَ عَلَى الْمَكَارِهِ كُلِّهَا شَوْقًا إِلَى مَا فِيهِ مِنْ إِحْسَانِ. Protecting their tongues. The Prophet ﷺ passed by two graves and said, إِنَّهُمَا لَيُعَذَّبَانِ وَمَا يُعَذَّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرًا أَمَّا أَحَدُهُمَا فَكَانَ يَمْشِي بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِالنَّمِيمَةِ وَأَمَّا الْآخَرُ فَكَانَ لَا يَسْتَتِرُ مِنْ بَوْلِهِ. Two people were being punished. As for one of them, he used to go around the people with tail carrying, and in one narration, backbiting, causing fitna. And as for the other one, he used to not conceal himself from urinating. Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abbad said in his explanation of this hadith, it means two things. He didn't conceal himself when he's urinating, or it could mean that when he urinated, he wasn't careful that the urine would go on his clothes and his body. He wasn't careful. Like nowadays, you see the people going to the toilets and just going on the stand-up toilet, and they, the one against the wall, and they do the splashes all over them, and after want to shake your hands, huh? Salaam salama. Whereas the correct way is Subhanallah. Be careful. Be careful that this doesn't come on yourself. You have to wash it, and you be careful that you fall onto that hadith. نزلوا بمنزلة الرضا فهم بها قد أصبحوا في جنة وأمان. This is the manzila that they are upon. The manzila of rida. They're happy to do the acts of ibadah. They're happy to fast because they know that fasting, is great. كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. All of the actions of the children of Adam for him, except fasting. Fasting is for me, and I reward it. And I reward it. The ulama mentioned about this hadith shows us that the reward is so great because he left it open. He didn't say the reward is such and such. No, he left it open. Wa ana ajzi bihi. According to your ikhlas, according to your ittiba, your following of Rasulullah while you're fasting. How is your fast? Some people, they fast the whole day sleeping. But other people, they fast in the day, mashallah, they read in Quran. In the night, they read in Quran. They're helping others, they're doing good. And subhanAllah, it only increases them in good. Others, it only increases them in sleep. That's the only thing they and the Prophet ﷺ mentioned. It may be that the only thing that the person benefits in Ramadan is his thirst and his hunger and his tiredness. He's praying the nights, he gets tired, but he didn't do it for Allah's sake. He's fasting, he didn't do it for Allah's sake. The only thing he benefits is hunger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you're fasting, your day of fast should not be like your day of any other day. Your day of fasting should be special. Your nights of fasting, the nights are better than the days. Your nights of fasting should be even more special. Because the nights are short as well. So in the nights, your dhikr, your du'as, getting up for suhoor. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Inna fi suhoori barakah." In your suhoor is barakah, is blessing. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, blessing is general. Blessing for you, your health, your wealth, your children, your family. Your blessing in general. Barakah, ta'ud alayk. Sometimes we complain a lot. If this, if that, why this, why that. But what have we done? If you just do the suhoor, it's barakah for you. A lot of ailments will go. A lot of problems will go. Do the suhoor. وَبِالْ أَصْحَارِ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. They seek forgiveness in that time. They ask Allah for forgiveness. شَكَرُ الَّذِي شَكَرَ الَّذِي أَوْلَى الْخَلَائِقْ فَضْلَهُ بِالْقَلْبِ وَالْأَقْوَالِ وَالْأَرْكَانِ. And they are grateful to the one who created them. كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم إليه ترجعون. How can you reject faith in Allah when He is the one who gave you life? Then He shall cause you to die. Then He shall give you life, and to Him is the return. So we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what He has given us. Thanking Allah, praising Allah. Gratefulness with our hearts. Gratefulness with our limbs. Gratefulness with our tongues. Doing dhikr. Subhanallah al-azim. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Two statements. Beloved to Ar-Rahman, easy on the tongue, heavy on the scales. Beloved to Ar-Rahman and heavy on the scales. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. These two statements in our tongues regularly. لا يزال لسانك رطبا بذكر الله. The man who came and said, the sharia al-Islam kathrat alayya, became much for me, the legislations. There are too many things for me to do. What do you advise me? Don't ever leave your tongue except that it is moist with the dhikr of Allah. Except that you, and how many times we visit Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah in his house? And when it's quiet, nobody's asking questions. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. 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 They know the value of these adhkar. They know the value of Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. They know the value of these. How many times Shaykh bin Baz, rahimullah, we saw him, we visit him in Riyadh, and we visit him in Mecca, had iftar with him in Mecca, And we see him upon the dhikr of Allah when nobody's asking questions. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha. Even to the extent in the manner we remember where his cuffs. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Even with his hand, yani, not that he does dhikr with his hand. I'm just saying how we remember how he looked. Rahimahullah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah. Making dhikr, making adhkar. Feeding the people. They are fasting as well the whole day. They eat with him as well. The poor, the rich, the medium, whatever they are from any walk of life, they are eating with him in the 30 days of Ramadan. They are breaking fast with him. And then he spends his time answering their questions. This is in Ramadan. In Ramadan, go to Aziziyah. The mashayikh, they come down. The scholars, they come down. Whether it is Sheikh Saleh Fawzan or Sheikh Al-Haydan or other than them, they come down to answer the questions of the people. In Hajj, they are there every year. Every year. Answering the questions. Last year, we saw Sheikh Saleh Fawzan answering the questions in the tents. They're there every year answering the questions for the people. Dhikr of Allah. Because from the dhikr of Allah is Al-Amr Ma'roof wa Nahy Munkar. Enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. Calling the people to khair. Explain to them what is Islam. So they are grateful. You see them. Subhanallah. Shakarul alladhi awla al-khalaiq. The one who created the khalaq in the first. Who preceded Allah in creating? No one. That's why Allah said, badi'u samawati wal-ard. Badi'u, where the word bid'ah comes from, means something new, which hasn't been preceded. Something new. No one preceded Allah in creating the heavens and the earth. That's why he said, badi'u samawati wal-ard. بالقلب والأقوال والأركان with their heart, with their speech, and with their limbs. All of this is they are grateful to Allah with their tongues. They read in Quran كلمة التوحيد, always كلمة التوحيد. In Hajj كلمة التوحيد, in Siyam كلمة التوحيد. To the extent that when you even break your fast, you thanking Allah. ذهب الظمع وابتلت العروق وثبت الأجر أجر إن شاء الله. Remembering that Ajr is with Allah and it's going to come, inshallah. Two things you look forward to when you break in your fast and when you meet your reward with Allah. ذهب الظمع وابتلت العروق. The first has gone and the veins are now quenched. The veins, you see, when you are fasting, the veins become thinner because blood doesn't enter that much as much. Huh? And shaitan, he runs through Ibn Adam majra dam, so he will not be able to go in your body as much. So this is the blessing that Allah has given you, Ya Abdullah. When you are fasting, make shaitan even weaker. And shaitan is chained. Na'am. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan says, when he was asked the question, but how comes people still doing sins? How comes people still doing disobedience? Sheikh Saleh Fawzan said and answered, he said, 11 months of the year they are with shaitan. So that influence is already on them now. So even though shaitan is changed, they are already under that influence from 11 months of shaitan, of following shaitan. So the answer to that is clear. 11 months they left themselves open to the devil. So the month came of Ramadan, huh? That's why they're still sinning. That's why maybe they're still swearing. That's why they're still saying bad words. That's why they are still disobedient. That's why. Now it's from them. صَحِبُ التَّوَكُّلِ صَحِبُ التَّوَكُّلَ فِي جَمِيعِ أُمُورِهِمْ مَعَ بَدْلِ جُهْدٍ فِي رِضَ الرَّحْمَانِ. They took it upon themselves to be reliant upon Allah. They don't rely upon others. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. Allah says, and rely upon the one who is the all-living, who doesn't die. Rely upon him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why rely upon someone in the grave who needs your help to make dua for him? Sheikh Abdul Masih Abbar Hafidullah said, he needs your help to make dua for him. Not for him to make dua for you. It's the other way around. You got it wrong. It's the opposite. He wants you to make dua for him. Hoping. Because salatuka sakanun lahum. The Prophet said, your dua, and here salatuka means dua, is sakanun lahum, is ease for them. So when you go to the graveyard, Salamu alaykum, Ya ahl al-diyar min al-mu'minin, antum as-sabiqun, nahnu lahiqun. This is dua for them. You're asking Allah to protect them, make them secure, upon security, upon goodness.
He can't even lift the soil above his grave that's on top of him. He's going to help you? And Allah says, وَلَوْ سَمِعُوا مَا اسْتَجَابُوا لَكُمْ. Even if they were to hear, and we say, and we hold the position that the dead cannot hear. The dead cannot hear. And Prophet ﷺ himself, Allah said, you will not be able to make them hear. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. You'll not be able to make them hear. But even if they were to hear, Allah says, وَلَوْ سَمِعُوا مَا اسْتَجَابُوا لَكُمْ. They will not be able to answer you. They are in their own period of barzakh. They are occupied in their barzakh period, either happiness or sadness. So you are upon tawakkul, rely upon Allah. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. In a hadith of Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير يغدو بطانا ويروح يغدو ويروح خماصا. Was it the other way around? If you were to truly rely upon Allah, a true reliance, then you would be like the bird that goes out early, يغدو. Bilghudu means with early, in early time. That's why they say the early bird gets the worm. You go out early. Like the bird goes out early. Empty stomach comes back full stomach. That's why the word ruh, wa yaruhu, means to come back, to go and come back. Nowadays, the Arabs have twisted changed this word to mean just go. They say ruh, and go away. But actually, you are telling him, go and come back. if they took it from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it means go and come back. So here, it goes and comes back. It goes and comes back, full stomach. So we hope that we are from the mutawakkilun, not the muta'akilun. There are those who are muta'akilun. Like those, a group came from Yemen. At the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And it was said to them, they didn't come with any provisions, anything. And so it was said to them, you are not mutawakkilun, you are muta'akilun. You are those who are muta'akilun. Yani wanting to rely upon others, eating from what others provide. And this is why it's upon each and every one of us to strive the utmost. Talk to Allah. If you want a job, try your best to search for it. To feed the upper hand is better than lower hand. To feed those who are under your responsibility, your children. Na'am. Tawakkal ala Allah. And if you're finding it difficult, you strive whatever you can do. Because the upper hand is better than the lower hand. That which is halal, that which is good, this is alhamdulillah khair. And it's sadaqah for you. That you give, you put a morsel in your wife's mouth, in your children's mouth. Sadaqah, khair. Khair upon khair. But not muta'akil, relying upon others. They're the ones that you want to feed you and your family. No. You feed yourself and your family with your own hands, with your own sweat, striving your utmost. So, sahibu tawakkula. And tawakkul is from the actions of the heart. Just like we mentioned, mahabba is from the actions of the heart. And it is great in the sight of Allah that you rely upon Him alone. And the Prophet ﷺ said to Ibn Abbas, Ya ghulam, inni, radiallahu anhuma, Ya ghulam, inni u'allimuka kalimat, ihfad Allah, yahfadk, ihfad Allah, tajidu tujahak, idha sa'alta fas'alillah, wa idha sta'anta fasta'in billah. If you are, young man, let me teach you some words of advice. Guard Allah's duties, and He will protect you. Ihfad Allah, yahfadk. And someone translated it, and it's incorrect. May Allah correct the individual who translated it, because it's wrong. They said it means protect Allah, and Allah will protect you. No, if you go back to the tafsir or explanation of this, Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali's explanation of 50 hadith, you will see it doesn't mean protect. Doesn't mean you're just translating it literally. Translate it with faham, ya akhi. Faham of sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. So don't translate these kind of narrations literally. This is wrong. You have to understand before you translate. Nowadays, mashallah, we have lock, stock and barrel of translated books without faham. without fahm, without correct understanding, even with Quranic verses. Remember I mentioned to you last week the verse of هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن, and the correct explanation is from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's the first and the last and the highest and the nearest. Wallahi, even now we have this one Qirwaniya that has been translated by Dar as-Sunnah. You know, they have, even there they use the wrong translation. They use the wrong translation, the outer, the inner, or the manifest and the hidden. Yani these type of translations are incorrect. So we must be careful. We're talking about Quran now. We're talking about the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So before you start translating, opening your mouth with translation, yani in doing such a big book and with so much zeal, be careful. Of course, we all make mistakes, we could slip, but be careful. صاحب التوكل في جميع أمورهم, in all their affairs, the small affair, the big affair, they are upon tawakkul of Allah. مع بدل جهد في رضا الرحمن, and they're striving to the utmost in making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased, yani seeking the pleasure of Allah. I mean, so here they are upon tawakkul in all their affairs, in all their affairs. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are from the mutawakkilin على الله حق توكله كما ينبغي. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are of those who yani benefit from this month of Ramadan. There are some people who fast and don't get except hunger and thirst. We ask Allah that we're not of them. We ask Allah that we are of those who benefit from this month of Ramadan, the month of Quran, the month of Tawbah, of repentance, the month of forgiveness, the month of sabr, of patience, the month of reflecting upon who we are and where we're going. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our sins, and that this is a great opportunity this month in order for us to keep our fast, to protect our fast, and also to pray the nights and benefit. Wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala khayri khalqi la Muhammad wa akhidam alhamdulillah bil alameen.